to this special edition of We the People, coming to you from Srinagar. When one of the world's best known, biggest names in Western classical music performs in one of the world's most beautiful places, the Kashmir Valley, the impact of the music is mesmerizing and transfixing. But the entire debate around Zubin Mehta's concert here in Srinagar has of course not been about the music. The debate has actually been around the messaging. The messaging. What is the political messaging, if any, of this concert? The organizers, and this has been organized by the German embassy with the support of the state government here, have said that this is an apolitical concert. It's a cultural event and should be enjoyed as such. But what is interesting is how the idiom of protest here has also changed. Those who opposed this concert and had a problem with this messaging chose to organize a parallel concert of their own, organizing poetry and speeches to make the point that Zubin Mehta's concert should not be used to convey that all is necessarily well here in Jammu and Kashmir. On We the People today, we look a little bit at what the larger message is, if any, coming out of the Kashmir Valley after this concert. I'd like to start with Abhay Sopori. Abhay Sopori is, of course, a very well-known Kashmiri artist and musician. And one of the really most magical moments I thought of the Zubin Mehta concert was the beginning where, Abhay, your troupe was in fusion with Zubin Mehta and his Philharmonic Orchestra. And it was really at a musical level magical to watch and hear. What did that moment mean for you?
It's been a very great moment for me. You know, I've been waiting for this day for years together, you know. Apart from being, you know, a santurist or a, you know, composer, when it comes to conducting ensembles, I've been doing that for last 15 years. And maybe last 6 or 7 years, I had been wanting, you know, requesting the state government here, you know, trying to find out avenues. If we could groom the musicians in a way and take them, you know, internationally. And finally, when His Excellency, the German ambassador, approached us,
you were thrilled.
I was, of course, you know, it was like giving me the best of the sweet dish, you know, from the world. I knew what it meant. And at the same time, you know, it's been something very special for me. You know, my composition being played by the one of the best orchestras of the world, being conducted by the best conductor of all times, and then sharing the stage with him, I think it's been a great honor. What I really wanted from this concert, that the music of Kashmir
should get focused on.
Many people asked me why, you know, my father and I didn't take the center stage and didn't go onto the stage with our santur. But then it would have been the Mehta with the Soporis. And I wanted Mr. Zubin Mehta with the music of Kashmir.
And I know exactly what you mean, because it really was a moment in history for you, I know. But when you went on, you were also aware of this entire debate here in the state around this concert. Where do you come in on that debate, Abhay? The fact that there are many people sitting here, and we'll hear from them in just a minute, who felt that there was a problem, that in some way this concert had a larger political messaging. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. See, right from the beginning, I have been saying that if I could sense any political agenda behind the concert, my father and I wouldn't have been a part of this program. I cannot speak on politics. I'm not the right person, but I can speak for the music, you know. I knew this is the occasion where I can showcase the world. I can show the entire world the rich tradition of Kashmir, the rich music of Kashmir, and we can compare it with any, you know.
So for you, it was really all about music.
It was all about music, absolutely.
Khurram Parvez, let me take this to you now. Because we had Abhay Sopori on stage with Zubin Mehta, and a few kilometers away, there was you and others organizing what the media has dubbed a parallel concert. But it wasn't just music, it was also poetry and speeches and posters. And a lot of people have said it was an innovative, peaceful way of protesting. But let's zero in now on what you were protesting. When you hear someone like Abhay, Kashmiri musician, saying, I'm on stage for the music. Zubin Mehta is also saying that. And also, I thought one of the important things that Zubin Mehta said was to acknowledge that the concert did not have enough access for everybody in the valley. And he opened, before he even performed, he said that let's admit that we've inadvertently hurt people. This should have been in a stadium and everybody should have been able to participate in it. What was your parallel concert trying to convey?
You know, we believe that in times of conflict, Neutrality is not a, it's not possible, it's criminal. You have to have a position in times of conflict. When people are dying and have been killed, even yesterday 4 people were killed.
In Shopian.
And also if you see in last so many years, India has been responsible for widespread human rights violations in Kashmir. And Germany is a responsible international community member. Our opposition was their collaboration with Government of India.
Because, but may I ask you something, just at what you said, that you said neutrality is not an option. But isn't there a difference between having a position, and all of you will have different positions. Also, people have shades of different positions. They sometimes agree with a part of one position and a part of another position. But music has not stopped here in Kashmir. People haven't stopped watching Hindi movies. People haven't stopped listening to Bollywood songs. Tourists are still coming in. The Amarnath Yatra still carries on. So when you say neutrality is not an option, are you saying all these things should stop as well?
We were not opposed to the concert. We were opposed to the politicization of the concert, which happened, thankfully, due to a gentleman sitting next to me. And because he represents Congress Party and his father is the Pradesh Congress Chief.
But what was the politicization? Give me an example.
All the meetings are facilitated by Congress Chief. What does it mean? All the guests who were invited in the program, they were screened by the intelligence organizations. Are you saying that it was not state-controlled?
Let me just ask you before I take this to Salman, that had the concert been open to a greater number of people, would you have welcomed it?
We would have still not welcomed if it was organized by Germany. Junoon came here, Abe and many others are performing here. We have never opposed their performances. There are so many concerts, there are so many programs which people organize, there are so many Bollywood actors who come here these days.
Yeah, a lot of films are shot here.
Yeah, we have not opposed any of it. The only opposition is Germany was trying to undermine the political dispute of Kashmir.
Okay, let's just take this to Salman Soz right away. Salman, here's the point. Can politics, and this is a larger philosophical question, can politics actually be separated from art? We always say art for art's sake. A lot of artists themselves feel that, listen, keep the politics out of it. But in a state which is steeped in political argument, for the absence of a better phrase, and there is no consensus on that argument. It's an ongoing argument. The question being, or the point being made by Khurram is, let's not pretend that politics was not part of it. Maybe there was a political messaging, and frankly, all governments are entitled to convey a political messaging, risk it, see if it works, see if it doesn't, what's wrong with it. Why deny that you can't actually separate art from politics? Always is the point being made here, whether I agree or not. What do you say?
Well, because Khurram, you know, essentially said that this was politicized from the beginning because my father and I kind of, you know, Gilani Saab said that I sponsored the event, equated me to BMW. Khurram said that you held these interactions. By the way, on July 28th or so, my father was requested by the German embassy to organize some interaction with civil society members because they didn't want to just deal with the government. Mm. Okay? So they wanted to get some opinion from different shapes. Mm. Now, this concert has not been, this has been in preparation for, I understand, for almost a year. The first time I heard about this was July 28th during Ramadan. And the people who were invited were not just people, yes-men type people. We invited people who eventually opposed the concert.
Like who?
Majid Saab, Majid Zargar Saab was there, Mr. Javed Iqbal, ZG Muhammad Saab was there.
So you did seek other alternative opinion. Okay.
And by the way, Professor Soz, and Kashmiris know this, is not just a regular politician. He wrote Daj, meaning dowry, when Khurram Saab was not even born. Okay? He was a social activist when social activism wasn't even in vogue. Politicians can be other people too. We have different, you know, I'm a politician, I'm a father, I'm a brother, I love culture, I love music. We have different personalities.
So let me ask you,
one day, we could have given it a break because politics, quite frankly, in Kashmir, in places like Kashmir, is not always helpful.
So you're not accepting that politics had anything to do with it?
Not for me.
Not for
my father.
Not for you.
Not for many people here.
Now, Abhi, just quickly come in here because you've heard a different point of view as well. And you've said that if it was a political event, you wouldn't have taken part. Do you think that art and politics can actually be kept separate?
They need to be. I think our state here and country at large, we need to understand one thing. Music and culture should be at par at the same level where we keep the defense and the economy, because that's the survival of the entire country. And perhaps that's really not happening in at least my state.
Tanvir Sadiq, let me bring you in now. My question remains this, that why are political parties here being shy of saying that there was a political message? After all, as a member or a representative of the national conference, I'm sure there's a message you were seeking to convey through this concert. What was that message?
I mean, first of all, I mean, if I again speak about this, then it would be again politicizing the matter. So, I mean,
what did the concert mean for you? What did the concert mean for you? When Omar Abdullah spoke, for example, I think he was careful to say that, look, no one's saying that any solutions are going to come out of this. He even spoke about how this beautiful heaven on earth, Kashmir, man has conspired to sometimes make it a living hell. That was his statement. That's a reasonably political point. He probably made it knowing the controversy around the concert.
How does a concert change the Kashmir issue? It doesn't. I mean, Kashmir issue is there. It's relevant. It has been there.
Yeah.
There's no denying to the fact.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is a tourist destination. And music has been a part of our culture. Now, Khurram had a parallel show. I'm not opposed to that show. We gave the permission to him. But tell me, how does it help him? I mean, Shah Rukh Khan came here and he made Jab Tak Hai Jaan. Why didn't he make a parallel Jab Tak Hai Jaan?
He's saying because the Germans weren't supervising the film.
My point is they cannot pick and choose who they oppose and who they are in favor. Yesterday, for example, the separatists gave a call. I mean, there were rich people, there were diplomats, people who could go out and shop. Handicraft is a part of our economy. I mean, these people would have gone out, shopped a bit. Maybe it could have helped the average people there. So, I mean, you are straight away affecting the livelihood of the common people.
So you're saying that so many other things happened. Why have there been no protests then? Gaur Gilani, you've made the point that the political debate around the Jammu and Kashmir question remains alive. The National Conference is actually agreeing with that. You've also said that there is a hypocrisy in the response. And I was reading one of your pieces and you said, are we going to stop listening to music in our cars? Are we going to stop watching cinema? Where do you see the hypocrisy?
First of all, I don't agree with this thing that, you know, the concert can neutralize our resistance.
Because but nobody is saying that. I haven't heard anybody saying that.
There were many people who were saying that. I don't see a concert that strong that can, you know, break the walls of resistance against Indian rule here in Kashmir. Number two, I think, you know, it has been a wonderful opportunity for all Kashmiris. You know, I met yesterday 5 journalists from Germany and they interviewed me and I exactly said what we have been saying all these 23 years. So this is a normal activity. A concert, we enjoyed it. Khurram held a parallel concert. I think this is the growth, this is a sign of progress in Kashmir society, that we are allowing different opinions. And government also allowed that concert. That's also a good sign.
Where is the hypocrisy that you see in the public
response? For example, you know, we are music lovers. And I'm glad that there was a very small population of people who said that music is haram. You know, others were not opposing music. As Khurram
actually,
also
no
said,
significant debate around it has been about the music. I think it's important to say that.
And this is also a very positive development. I see that, you know, we are music lovers. There is music and Sufism, you know. We have classical music, we have folk music, we have Bollywood, we have Hollywood, Western classical music. Everybody is enjoying movies, you know, no matter where they come from. Then I think, you know, just opposing it would have given a wrong message to the world, to the outside world, that Kashmir is an intolerant society. I'm glad that message has gone, that we love music.
So you're saying it was actually important to convey that this is culturally a rich society and that's what it was for you, and that there was a social hypocrisy in some of the protests. Let me just hear from somebody who actually went to the concert. Mohammed Haziq, you're a banker. You attended the concert, I believe. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was a Western classical. What I basically enjoyed was Mr. Abhay and the fusion that was there. That was music to us. We could understand all that. But leaving aside the political connotations of the concert on the either sides, it was what we were expecting. It was really good. It was an opportunity which I wanted to experience, and that's what I basically went in for. It would have been really good if we had been given an opportunity to go and attend the Khurram's concert as well, because that's something which we relate to.
So you would have liked to be at both places?
Of course. The only problem was that they were allowed at the same time, which is why we couldn't go to the both places. But of course, if there was a chance where we could have gone to the both places, I would have really loved that.
Okay, so this is interesting. And Radha Kumar, this is a point you have made as Jammu and Kashmir interlocutor. We're, of course, still waiting for any action, any parliament debate on that interlocutor's report. And this is what creates cynicism. So let me ask you the next question. You said this was a win-win situation, the fact that both events took place.
Yeah.
Why? Is this something different you sense here?
Yes, to be very frank. I have felt that the politics of resistance that has been referred to over here has been an extremely narrow, a very narrow, very close-minded one. And to see people trying to demand and then use space to talk about different aspects of culture and politics is very important.
Yeah.
So I see this as an extremely important beginning. First of all, culture, of course, is political in the largest sense of the term, not in a narrow party political sense.
Yeah.
And in places of conflict, it is always extremely political. On this concert, it is to me astonishing that nobody has mentioned how very carefully how carefully did they choose what they did? First, to start with really a jugalbandi of Kashmiri and European classical music. Then, both the Beethoven pieces that they began with and ended with, when were they written and what was their message? They were written just after the French Revolution. They were about freedom and justice. Well, how can you possibly criticize such a choice? How can you ignore what these people are trying to say to you in terms of support? That, to me, is astonishing.
But you've just changed the contours of the debate, because everybody has said that it was just music. You're actually saying there was a political message and it was coming from Zubin Mehta. Zubin Mehta, by the way, has performed in Sarajevo.
Yes.
Mozart there. He has actually taken the Israel's Philharmonic to the Arab pockets of Israel, tried to work towards, and he said his dream is actually to use his music to build bridges between Israel and Palestine. So I think we also have to acknowledge a little bit of the man here. He doesn't shy away from taking positions.
Exactly. Yeah. And my final point on this, which, you know, while I deeply admire the kinds of initiatives you have been taking.
You're talking to Khurram.
To Khurram and to others with him. But I was absolutely shocked by the letters and the nature of the protest, where you bring up fascism. You start accusing Germans of being fascist in doing a concert over here. How can you say such a thing without even inquiring into what is happening? Why are they doing it? What is the intent? Do you know what a serious and grave accusation this is?
Khurram, briefly.
We wrote a letter to the German embassy on 26th of August, which was never responded to. So please do not accuse us of not having a dialogue with them. And we announced a parallel
in
concert.
In that letter, you accused them of fascism.
No, we did not. I don't know. Please, you should tell us where we talked about fascism. We told them that Kashmir is a disputed territory. It is occupied by India. And India is responsible for widespread human rights violations.
No, but are you saying, Khurram, that unless they agreed with you, they're fascists?
No, we are not.
Because
saying,
that is also a very intolerant position to take.
No, we are not saying that. We are saying that Germany is responsible also for the human rights of Kashmiri people because of global responsibility, because of their new doctrine, which everyone is talking about, responsibility to protect.
There is, to me, an innate problem in thinking that somehow the Europeans have a greater responsibility than others. And the depth and maturity of any progress towards a peaceful settlement will only come if each one of us takes our own responsibility.
Okay, can I now just move on here? Rahul, you're somebody who has spent the last few months working with children here in the Valley, but you also come in as somebody from the outside. A lot of people here are concerned, what is the message that's going out? And then you hear a lot of others saying, there's no message, it was music. That's all. We wanted to convey that it was a beautiful, wonderful evening of music. What was it for you? You were at the concert.
I think we need to make a difference right here about culture being political, which it entirely is, versus things being politicized.
Yes.
Sport is political, apartheid.
Yeah.
And I'm a rugby player, and you know, there was a lot of rugby going on, but cricket stopped. And I think that really helped push the world's attention on the problem in South Africa. I'm not drawing parallels. I'm trying to say that there's a difference between something being political and something being politicized. I think the former is true for yesterday. I didn't get much of a whiff of the latter. It wasn't a breast-beating propagandist exercise. I would also like to say, Khurram, sometimes, and I agree with you that you should take a position, an act of omission is as bad as an act of commission, but sometimes neutrality is the only option. I'll give you an example. I have a foundation. We look at bright but poor children from different parts of the world, but certainly in this country, we've given a scholarship to 6 kids from the Andaman Nicobar Islands. There's no whiff of politicization or anything like that. And I said, let's go to Kashmir and let's look at, because some kids are so bright here, let's go and have a look. And we spent 15 months here. Question is, was the foundation's work in Kashmir a tacit approval of the administration? Or was it just to say, it doesn't matter who's in power, we are here because kids are bright and kids are poor all over this all
so
over
So some
the
things
world.
Need to be separated from the wider political debate.
Sometimes you need to do that. I'm not saying that the concert yesterday is totally separate from the wider political debate, but we need to understand that sometimes neutrality is the only option. And I think yesterday I went there to see what's going on. The city was shut down, not good. The concert happened, magic happened, Abhay, amazing. Zubin Mehta said 100,000 people in a stadium next time, great sentiment.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it, that's a negative. So it was a balance of different things.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, should I have been here or should I have said, no, till they fix the problem in Kashmir, I'm not going to go. And I said, I'm not so sure about that. Otherwise, then I wouldn't have come for the kids. Till Kashmir gets it right, no kids from Kashmir. What kind of position is that? So sometimes I think neutrality is the only option.
Can I just get Tanveer and Salman in? Do you accept that? Because I've heard very differing. You have Radha Singh, who actually said that the Germans and even Zubin Mehta were reaching out to the wider debate around Kashmir. But both of you have actually said it had nothing to do with politics. And I'm finding what Rahul is saying actually quite legitimate. What happens is people get cynical when politicians are involved. Do you accept this argument that because a foreign government was involved, there was a problem?
No, I don't agree with that. But I agree with Rahul, what he said. I totally agree. And don't forget that even the chief minister yesterday in his speech said that, you know, tomorrow when there is a sunrise in this... I mean, he agreed that there is...
That tomorrow the sun will rise again, that we will be back to the same life that we know here, or the same process.
But people here say that, you know, only very selected people were invited there. But, you know, the connoisseurs of Western classic music is always few in any part of the world.
But even Zubin Mehta said...
My point, it's not here.
This was elitist there.
Okay, Arshad, let's get you.
Let me complete my point.
Okay.
See, my point is, in spite of that, you had students, you had college students, you had from trade, you had people across.
Wouldn't it be more honest than me to say that to actually open it up to everybody perhaps made the state government a little nervous about what the possible reactions could be, and therefore maybe it was your security consideration, maybe it was management consideration, and that's why it's not open. I think it's, you can't make this about who appreciates Western classical music, because I'm not sure that everybody there, including myself, knows anything about Western classical music.
No, but a concert like this is always limited. I mean, you can't keep it thrown open to the whole public. I mean, there are specific people.
Why not? All right, Arshad, let's get you in. Yeah.
Mr. Tanveer, I would not like to respond to you what you said, but I would like to chip in into the larger debate where we are talking about arts and politics, right? Rahul rightly said politicizing and politics are two different things. But here we have to understand certain things. We all have seen Spider-Man saying, with great power comes great responsibility. So with great power of Zubin Mehta's music, he came here and performed. It would have been really nice if the entire concert would have started with a small symphony from Zubin Mehta dedicated to the very people of Kashmir, the soul of Kashmir, the injured soul of Kashmir.
But can I ask you something? I wanted to clarify. Please. That are you saying that Zubin Mehta had to have the same political position as you for his music to be acceptable?
Not a political position, but as an artist, you have to have your response to the ground realities. You have to have your response what's happening.
But would you ask every actor? Would you ask every actor who comes here to shoot a film to also do that before that film is shot?
I do not think so, because when Bollywood comes here, Bollywood is already comes with an agenda, and Bollywood has typecast Kashmir in a very different.
But nobody protests against them.
Let people not protest against them, but that doesn't mean.
Okay, Tanvi. And then Salman. Yeah, I'm coming here, sir.
Wherein, you know, in 100 countries it is telecasted live.
Yeah.
In so many diplomats. It's coming from outside.
That 100 countries telecast is the politics.
It's a huge, huge cultural event. Why oppose it?
Nobody is opposing the event.
I'm not here to advocate about the German ambassador, but he said that it is for to the general public. I mean, it's a message to them.
Okay, Salman, come in and I'll come back to you. I haven't spoken to this to table at all. Yeah.
The reality is that there is no one reality in Kashmir.
There are shades, and
there are many different realities. Yesterday, for example, there was a concert that Khurram and others organized. And, of course, it was a tribute to people who have died in this conflict. Many are missing. And in some ways, to the pain that is going, you know, that is part of our system here. But there's also a reality that there are living who have problems.
Yeah.
If you go to villages, education, unemployment, drug addiction, if you look at the suicide rates here, so that is also a reality.
What was the concert to you? And it's
for me, you know, I've been a big supporter of the concert, not an organizer, not a sponsor, but a very big supporter of the concert. For me, by the way, the chief minister said this, and I think Tanvir repeated it, the German ambassador's concept for this concert was a cultural tribute to Kashmiris. So in some ways, if this were broadened, because even I'm a Nirvana fan, so I'm not a Western classical music fan, but I felt that if children here just get a sense of this great talent here, maybe they'll be inspired.
Let me give Dr. Mubeen Shah here. My question is this, that, you know, when the media, for example, did a lot of focusing on an all-girl band, which doesn't seem to be singing anymore. We try to call those girls for our show. They sound too scared to speak. There was a diktat that came at that time from the Grand Mufti. Now, the question could be that if this is not about opposing music, why have we not seen the same energy? Why have we not seen the same sort of energy going in to save something like Pragash?
You see, basically, let me be very frank with one thing. Being a businessman and being head of an
Chambers
institution
of Commerce,
in Chambers of Commerce, I have been 3 years for Chamber of President and now the Joint Chamber. My position on this is that whatever the politicians say about economy and all these things, underneath there is not a settlement of Kashmir, whatever the settlement is. This story about tourism, about economy is nothing.
But should life stop
no,
at
no,
that time?
No, no, life
would
not
you say
stop.
Tourists should not come
no,
in?
No,
would
no.
you say
I'm
no movie
saying
should
life,
be shot,
I'm
no
not
concert
saying,
should
I'm
happen?
I'm not saying that life should stop. I am saying against that, you know, this could give a very big fillip to tourism, you know, this type of concert.
And why is that wrong?
No.
I have heard every Kashmiri separatist even saying that tourists are welcome here. So why is that wrong?
We are not saying that we are not against, we are against tourists. We are saying that we opposed it in a way that, you know, the narrative was going to be changed, number one. Number two, if Radhaji just now told that the message of this French Revolution, if this would have been explained by Mr. Zubin Mehta, I think everybody would have clamored. Let me be very clear.
Isn't it unfair to place the burden
let me
of a
very clear.
No.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm saying because of the organizers. I think they mishandled the whole thing.
No, by doing what? Give a specific example.
Yeah, you see, because if she is of the opinion that this has been basically to give about French Revolution, if this would have been communicated to the people of Kashmir, I think everybody would have been on board.
Let me
point out another thing.
One minute. You made one point. Let's discuss that point first. Abhi and then Radha, and then I want to come to Salim.
Just one point which I really want to raise here. I'm not a spokesperson for the embassy or Mr. Zubin Mehta, but, you know, let's be frank. How many of us, you know, sitting right here, before you know, she pointed out this. How many of us actually knew that this composition was, you know, after the revolution? This is music.
Whether this is
pre-revolution or post-revolution, it's music. Why don't we enjoy the music? We need to appreciate music, and you know, we need to appreciate the subtle beauty of the music, and that's what at least I was trying to do.
Radha, are you also overburdening it with a different kind of politics?
let me just tell you that I got this out of the concert program that was presented to us.
Yeah, because we
let us speak. But I do want to, of course, music is very important, and the beauty of the music is very important. Also, the question of the aid that music gives in times of trauma is very important. I do want to shift a little bit, though. You began this program by saying to me, you did a report, what happened to it? And everybody here laughed.
Because they agreed, and you did too.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. No. One, we have two political party representatives here.
They need to answer.
Have you ever discussed it?
Yeah.
Neither of you, I'm sure, has sought to discuss it within your own parties.
Yeah.
And you were the people who sponsored us, number one. And the second question is to everyone else over here. I would be really interested to know, has anyone here read this report? It's on the web, it's out there in the public domain. Now, you know, if we want action, it comes back to our responsibilities. If you want action, you have to push for it.
Okay, by the way, I did raise this point about this all-girl band and their music and how they're not singing anymore, and nobody's actually picked up on that. So before I come to Saleem Beg, if somebody wants to come in on that.
Pragash band was an issue more in the Indian media, less in Kashmir.
But they're not singing anymore.
No, I'll tell you. Pragash band was banned, and the fatwa was issued by Mufti Nazir, Mufti Bashir Ahmed. Mufti Bashir Ahmed claims to be the chief mufti here. Who has appointed him? Do you know? He claims that he has been appointed by Jammu and Kashmir government.
The state government denied that. We raised this point.
No, he denied it. Look at his board outside his house.
But I'm just saying, all of you could have also protested for these girls.
No, we did.
You could have intervened then.
And you would know from the families of these girls that we did whatever was possible from our side. We did not want to politicize and also get trapped into the media discourse in New Delhi, because some electronic channels are there to demonize people of Kashmir and legitimize the violence.
Saleem Beg's been waiting to speak very quickly on this issue of the Grand Mufti being appointed, by the way, later filmed enjoying a music concert of his own.
Well, I won't go into that.
Why are you not going into that? This is the point. It's convenient for them to remain silent. My point of view is that
he's not a government mufti, so he can
keep a board. He claims that he's running Supreme Court of Sharia. We have opposed him. We have issued statements against him, and they don't give out. He's trying to answer. Let him speak, and then I really can put a board on his house in front of his gate.
That's a different story. My point is, the problem comes when we politicize, when we relate or equate a music with turmoil or maybe so many things. That's when the media takes it. That's when the politicians come in. And then it's politicized. Pragash was a case we could have handled. But nobody handled it. Those girls are not singing anymore. We have to say that. As soon as they started singing, they got some prizes or something. The separatists came up, and that's how things went bad.
But just the state government, all of you here could have come in to ensure that their music continued as well. Quickly, go ahead, Mr. Beg is still waiting to speak.
There is this hypocrisy in the society somewhere, and we have to admit it. You know, as a responsible citizen of Kashmir, I think we have to admit it. This government appointed Mufti, whether he's government appointed or not, but he says he's government appointed Mufti. He banned this and himself enjoyed music in Char Chinar in the Dal Lake.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have problems when girls sing, have music or the foreign embassy has. You know, we have to come out of these hypocrisies. This will not help Kashmir grow as a society. So I really am disappointed on
you
this.
You also wrote that there's a different standard for men and women.
Yes, as long as females are singing, you know, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Or, you know, German embassy is coming, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything is, you know, I can listen to music in my FM, you know, in my car. That's okay. That's not done.
Saleem Beg, as somebody who's been director tourism. Now, when you hear your friend Mubeen Shah sitting next to you saying tourist is also part of the larger conspiracy to sort of convey a normalcy
here. No, I didn't say that.
What did you say then?
No.
You said tourism and the economy, none of this matters till the issue is resolved.
Please do not,
Okay, what did you say?
I said that the narrative that these three type of things will bring tourism to the highest level, I said
Okay,
clarify.
Please, Salim, don't add engagement.
I'm in with a different hat here.
Okay.
The work
you were also associated,
conservation of the gardens, I want to confine my comments on that.
What about the concert? We're here let's talk about the Zubin Mehta concert. Yeah, what was it to you?
Look, we have very long-term engagement with these gardens, and these gardens have to survive beyond these concerts and all. In a natural setting, in an ideal situation, perhaps, yes, any unsympathetic intervention in this garden should have not been encouraged, which means larger footfalls, which means all that has happened. But these gardens are very precariously placed. You all say these are historic gardens and these are gardens which are part of our heritage and culture, all that what's being said. But do you know, Barkha, these gardens are still not accepted as cultural properties by any government here or in Delhi. That's they are not a listed property on the state government, and we have a 100-year-old act. They are not listed by ASI as a protected monument. And the vandalization which has happened around in these gardens, you have houses built on Shalimar Bagh walls. And maybe such interventions, a celebrity coming to the garden, brings to fore not the only the beauty of the garden, the vandalization of the garden.
So you're saying it could bring attention to looking after...
I'm happy to tell you that has happened on both sides. One is that people have suddenly been asking the question, no, you painted a wall there and then was vandalization and you removed, which incidentally is not right. Nothing has been painted for Zubin Mehta. It's the ongoing conservation process. And maybe so also now people are now looking at these gardens as historic properties. That is our main and basic.
So if something, you feel that something good could come out of it. Now, Sabha, you did not go for the concert.
That's right.
Why is that?
Apart from the fact that procuring an invite is a very difficult task for a person who isn't really politically connected or isn't someone who's well known at whose door these invites are dropped. Apart from the fact, I was really scared. I wasn't sure if it's going to be safe.
Did you watch it on TV?
I did, parts of it.
So that means that it was you didn't have a problem with the concert per se?
No, of course I did not.
Yeah.
If something of that magnitude, if someone, a person like that is coming to our valley and something like that is happening, I'm sure everyone would want to be a part of it. If not in person, that at least you would want to see it on TV.
Do you have friends who saw it on TV?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They did not have passes, so they had to watch it on TV. So
I think majority of the people saw it on TV.
But a lot of people are saying again and again that you have to be politically connected to get a pass. Salman?
No,
true that.
You know, I honestly regret that the...
Is that a big... Would you acknowledge that has been a big problem?
Because I will tell you, you know, all these civil society members, like for example, I won't take names, who held interactions with the embassy, they also have passes. India knows what their political positions are.
That's not correct. Salman. And then I want to come to Rahul and I have to take a break then.
Okay, I was going to make some other point, but on this particular issue, I think I regret that it could not be more inclusive. I regret that what the German ambassador had in mind could not happen on the ground. I think he wanted this to be a more of a non-VIP show than a VIP show, but I think it ended up being more of a VIP show than a non-VIP show, but not because of the German ambassador.
Okay, before I take a break, and we have time now just for final comments, expand a little more on your point about neutrality, and that, and then you hear people here saying, but if Zubin Mehta, for example, Arshad sitting next to you saying, if Zubin Mehta had started with a tribute to the soul of Kashmir, now he may think he did, he may think that performance with Abhay was a tribute to the soul of Kashmir, but for someone like Arshad, it was not enough. I come back to the deeper question: are we going to burden every great artist were taking a political position? Zubin Mehta elsewhere, for example, has been faced with protests from Palestinian groups when he has performed. Does that mean that he must first take a position on the Israel-Palestine question before he can conduct his orchestra?
You know, while we were talking, I was just thinking to myself, Western classical music concerts happen in Bombay for 1,500 people, and the tickets are very expensive and almost impossible to get. You don't say anything. We don't say, why don't you have a concert for 100,000 people for free in Bombay? Why is that?
See, so had Rahul, let me come in here. Had it been a commercial event and had there been a ticket which would have priced 20 lakh rupees, there might be have been some from Kashmiris who were at the free will whether they wanted to go or not. But when you pick and choose people, and when there were lots of people talking about VVIPs and elites attending that college, let me put it straight, that it were the people, political elite who were there, and it were other, their guests were enjoying.
But my question is slightly different.
But the elite of a society is not to an extent a politician, it is exactly an artist, it is somebody who has ideas, it's somebody who talks about the larger question of humanity and justice.
But my question is slightly
but
different.
But they were not like yeah, please.
Okay. Sorry, no, the point about the VIP thing, I think has been spoken about. Zubin Mehta has acknowledged it. I'm asking the question that you raised more about, he could have spoken about that it was about freedom and justice, that this was written after the French Revolution. He could have said this, he could have said that. I am saying, are we burdening Zubin Mehta with really a political process that should be directed to the National Conference and the Congress and the PDP and the separatists and the Hurriyat and whoever else? Why should Zubin Mehta have to take this position?
Yeah, I agree. I think that if you're actually asking him to take that position, then you don't invite him. Or you invite somebody who clearly is a very political, far more political artist. And there are many who are, whose work is political. And we've seen that all over the world. And you invite someone like that. But if you're inviting him, and you know that this is the person that he is, he has a track record of 30 years, then you decide that, okay, this is someone that we want or we don't want.
But should any artist be burdened with that responsibility to take a position? Because I'm picking up your point about neutrality.
I'll come back to that. I don't think anybody should be burdened with anything by anybody else.
Yeah.
They are who they are and they will be who they are. And that's your call to say I engage with you or I don't. But let me just finish this neutrality thing, which is, again, I want to qualify. An act of omission is as bad as an act of commission. And we should all be political. We don't have to be in political parties. However, as I was saying, there are some times in life when neutrality is the best option. In my case, if it was about the children, there was no way that I was going to get political about it.
Okay.
If I had to do
so. Okay.
That's good. I mean, political is good, but not politicize the matter.
Okay. So that distinction has been drawn. I have to take a break. When we come back, just time for brief final comments from all of you. Has anything changed in Jammu and Kashmir the morning after some wonderful music? Coming back for last comments from all of you in just a moment. Welcome back. You're watching the special edition of We the People coming to you from Srinagar. And as we take final comments now from our panelists today, really representing very many different strands of opinion, we're asking, the morning after, this misty morning in Srinagar, after some wonderful music, has anything changed? And actually, why should anything change? Music, as so many people said last night, can only soothe the soul for just that moment. So then why is there such a furor around Zubin Mehta's magical performance? Time for very quick last comments from everybody.
But I just wanted to react to what Rahul said.
Yes, Salim Beg.
Talking about Bombay and Kashmir.
Yeah.
This is the tragedy of Kashmir. Everything gets sucked in the political idiom.
Yeah.
Education, lake conservation, garden, Zubin Mehta, that is one thing which I would request everybody to...
I want to ask the two young people if they agree with that. Do you feel that everything gets sucked into a political argument?
It does. And when you say that, has anything changed this morning, I would like to answer yes and no. Yes, in the sense that we have a different kind of protest which came out yesterday. And there was a space for both kind of music which happened and which is really good. Otherwise, we have seen a lot of, protests which were not so non-violent and all that. And in the sense, when I say no, there's nothing that's changed in the sense the Kashmir conflict still remains.
Saba?
Things changed from yesterday itself. You know, if there is a concert happening, if something is happening, why is the everyday life of a person like me disrupted? I'm not allowed to go out of the house. my car is stopped in the morning at 6:15 on my way to this place. My car is stopped at two places. My documents are checked. The car is thoroughly checked. That's not a regular morning in Srinagar. And okay. I don't want to go through that.
God, what would have happened had the concert been open to all? Had this been one of those, anyone come, buy a ticket and come, or some free admissions? Would it have been, I want to be honest here because I have seen also volatility here. Would it have been a manageable concert? Let's be realistic.
Concerts in Europe, I have attended many concerts. They are more often to a selected audience. So we don't have to, you know, go into that argument. But I see, like, you know, what happened yesterday, you know, we had four killings. Reality of Kashmir is this, you know, this is our tragedy. So we have music, we had two music concerts. That's a positive development. But at the same time, Kashmir's larger question, the political question remains. Music cannot change that, but we should allow these things to happen so that foreign, you know, journalists come, other people come, and they know what Kashmir's stories are. They will write about Zubin Mehta music. They will also write about the killings yesterday.
I think that's well said because Arshad, yesterday... This channel covered both.
This channel covered both.
Why is there such an insecurity about music drowning out the deeper political problem? People are not silly. People know that there's an ongoing political problem. It doesn't take away from the fact that they can savor a maestro like Zubin Mehta.
Yeah, I want to come in here. Like when the thing started with the positive, we should take some positivities out of it. And the positivity which has happened is that the parallel performing arts concert, which was not only music, but there were lots of things happening around.
Yes.
And Kashmiris, to some extent, have understood that we have to take an alternate path to put our protest forward. Though this is the biggest thing which has happened. And I saw when the play was being enacted there, the people were in tears. So you were really touching them somewhere in their
hearts.
That's a very... And another thing, like the concert on the other side. And look at it, the blessing in disguise for the parallel concert was it was delayed. It was supposed to be at 2 and it was delayed and the concert ran parallel and Barkha and their channels had to split their screen into two and people were and this is what is needed in Kashmir. This is what is
but I'm
what
so glad you've also said there's also a learning process for those who are engaged in protest. Dr. Shah, would you acknowledge that there is also, if governments have to learn, if politicians have to learn, those who are on the other side of the political trenches in this case also have to learn. Sometimes people were less willing to listen to what was being said because it was being expressed through the gun, through a stone, through violence, through a crowd getting volatile. People are much more comfortable listening to a space that is peaceful and is creative.
And apart from that, like, all the space has to be taken when India has forces here, when India has NGO running here and doing cultural concerts here. On the other side, I think all the things are going together.
So, Dr. Shah, I've got very little time left.
Today's morning, you know, basically because of the events of yesterday, two things very important have come up. Number one, that the Kashmiris are not against music.
Good.
This is very, very important message.
Okay.
Which has gone by our parallel, you know, concert or, you know.
Okay, okay.
Number two, that this concert, which has been done by the German embassy, has further internationalized, re-internationalized.
That means your protests were misplaced. That means your protests and your worry was misplaced. Kuram, I want you to reflect a little bit on the learnings for you, because I'm going to ask the same question to Salman and Tanveer as well. The learnings for you as somebody who is engaged with the larger political debate. I'm sure the morning after, the larger political question remains, but perhaps you have sensed that there is more potency in a creative expression of even anger?
Yes. A few months back, we came out with a report in which we established through the government data that there are more than 500 perpetrators who are now in very important positions, even in government and in army or in other paramilitary groups. None of them has been punished. So we had published a report and we met the German embassy in the month of March. We had requested them that they should blacklist these perpetrators at least, because that would put a pressure on government of India.
But connected to this concert.
Yesterday, when this concert happened, the Ehsaas-e Kashmir, where Zubin Mehta performed, we were not against Zubin Mehta at all. We were against German government because we expect them to take a position on human rights of people of Kashmir. That would be the best tribute to the people of Kashmir.
Okay, I want to say something that's actually, maybe some of you will not agree with, but I actually feel that the internationalization of Kashmir has not really delivered solutions here. On the contrary, that solution probably lies only between India and Pakistan sitting down at the table, in looking at so many reports here, from the National Conference's autonomy report to the PDP self-rule report to Radha Kumar's report to many reports that all of you have placed. Even these are not being discussed. So what are we looking to the Germans to solve our problems, Salman?
I've been in, you know, I lived in America for 18 years, and I want to tell people in Kashmir that in my 18 years, Americans did not talk about India, Pakistan, much less Kashmir.
Yeah.
You know, so let us give up this illusion that somehow the rest of the world is focusing on Kashmir. They're not. In fact, my worry is that the rest of the country is also moving on. Other states are moving on.
Yeah.
We cannot stop living. We have to, you know, we cannot stop living here. We have to progress. Maybe, you know, I remember one villager got up during one of my public meetings and said, let us just pray that India and Pakistan somehow help us resolve this issue. But in the meantime, can you please help get our work done? There is a
so
lot of distress outside.
Life has to go. Life has to go.
Living and life going on does not mean that Kashmiris have to surrender.
No,
the struggle of Kashmir will go on.
Okay. Tanvir, Radha, Rahul, I have to end. I'm giving the last word to Abhay. Very quickly, if you can all just take 15 seconds each. I'm really out of time.
Do you want me to speak on music? Or
no, just your last thoughts as we
are. My last thought is Kashmir is a relevant issue. It has to be resolved between India and Pakistan, number one. But that is different and music is different. This was not the first show. This will not be the last show. Music will go on. What I'm happy is that music, whether it was the Ehsaas or Haqeeqat-e Kashmir, music and musicians won.
Okay, Radha, very quickly, please.
It is not enough to say that Kashmir has to be resolved by India and Pakistan. It has to be resolved by Kashmiris with Indians and Pakistanis. And if there could be one change that could come about, I would urge and appeal to all of you. We must all say that you cannot keep waiting for a settlement. We must say stress.
Yeah.
That this issue must be settled, and there is a responsibility of all our governments.
Okay, Rahul.
It's my regret that it was at the same time Haqeeqat-e Kashmir and Ehsaas-e Kashmir, because I wanted to go for both.
Yes.
And I can't split myself. You can split the screen. But I think the positive is exactly that. If it had happened by itself without the Zubin Mehta concert, would everybody have covered it the way they did?
That's true.
As a mirror image, it was a great opportunity, and well done. And take that opportunity and the permissions given. Well done to everybody. And in the future, has anything changed? We know. He just said very clearly that
there's a new.
It's a much larger and much deeper.
Abhay, we close with you and your thoughts as a preeminent musician.
Thank you. I think the biggest thing which happened was the world saw Kashmiri music and they saw Kashmiri musicians. That is something which we all want, that the world should recognize Kashmir as a rich cultural state. And I can conclude that it was supposed to be, the concert was concert for Kashmir. And I think it was Kashmir for the world.
And Barka, I have a very small point to make here, that this is the time that Kashmiri people have to realize that we have to write books, we have to make films, we have to do theater, we have to go onto the street, do protests, through arts, do paintings. If we can reflect us creatively, we can really, really dent the dominant discourse on Kashmir.
Okay,
it would be interesting to note, 20 years from now, what this concert will be talked as.
I have to end with saying that we will perhaps never in maybe our lifetime reach an agreement on the politics around Jammu and Kashmir, but at least we all seem to agree on one thing, and that's quite important, that there has to be space, even in conflict, even in trauma, even in tragedy, for the arts, for music, for creative expression of whatever it is that your emotion is. I think that in itself is a momentous thing to say today, that the music, on whatever side of the political trenches you are, will go on. That's it on We the People today. Thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.